Ai Weiwei is perhaps the world's best-known living artist. Now, Art Review Journal has named the Chinese artist the most powerful person in the art world. Ai Weiwei spent time in the U.S. before returning to China to make art. He's also made Chinese officials very uncomfortable with his provocative work. Authorities detained him this past April for what they said was tax fraud. He was arrested boarding a flight to Hong Kong. His arrest prompted a global campaign for his release. That happened in June. In an interview this week with the BBC, Ai Weiwei said he wasn't sure he can live up to the title of the world's most powerful artist.
I don't feel powerful at all. I'm still under this.
I don't feel powerful at all. I'm still under this kind of detention, you know, kind of out on bail. And I realized this yesterday while trying to take care of the baby in the park. I was followed. The situation is quite fragile. I'm very restricted, and the kind of conversation I'm having today is a violation, and I think it may bring me very big trouble.
Ai Weiwei rose to international prominence as co-designer of Beijing's Bird Nest Olympic Stadium. Art Review says Ai was named most powerful artist for his political activism as much as his artwork. China condemned the selection, saying the country has many other talented artists. It said the choice of Ai was based on political bias. I said he'll continue expressing his opinion in both his art and his public comments.
I think there is a responsibility for any artist to protect freedom of expression and to use any way to extend this power. Yes, it's a burden, but only because of the difficulties that lead us to do it.
In the November issue of W Magazine, I directed a photo shoot via Skype from China. The pictures depict an Asian woman being captured, handcuffed, and hooded on the street by two menacing figures. She's then shuttled off to New York's Rikers Island prison. Any relation to actual events in Ai Weiwei's life is no doubt not a coincidence.
I've been put in a situation where as long as I can, I need to speak.
Under the conditions of his release, Ai Weiwei is not supposed to give interviews or use the internet. He's done both since getting out of prison.
Let's go!